former YWCA, it's an amazing space, and we're raising lots of money because we have a lot of work to do, but it's going to be much more of a community program. We'll do more things with kids too. And if you have any money, I know we're all broke now, but if you have $2 or anything and you want to contribute, it will be greatly appreciated. If not, just contribute your love, that's good enough. And what else? On November 13th in this space, Steve Cooper over here is going to come to with his group Living Things, and it's loads of fun. It's puppets and costumes. They get really crazy. I don't know what happens to these guys, but they're fun. But now, with no further ado, Cedar, do you want to do the introduction of your daddy? Come on out. Okay, this is Cedar. Cedar. My dad's going to play for you. So this is Cedar. Yay! And this is Andrew Drury, her dad, and hello. You will love it. So thank you.
All right. Hi, guys.
Hey, Cedar.
Great to see everybody. So I'm a drummer, and as you know, usually if you hear a drum, drums may be new to some of you, judging by the age. But as you know, you usually hit drums. You might use a drumstick to hit it with. Oh, I got rid of my drumsticks. No drumsticks. What am I going to do? Well, you can make all kinds of sounds with drums that don't involve drumsticks. And so I'm going to play some music for you and make different kinds of sounds like this. Demonstration of music with, this is just a shish kebab skewer, so if you ever do any barbecue, thank you, if you ever do any, cooking, you could put a lot of meat on here, or if you're vegetarian, you wouldn't do that, you put tomatoes and mushrooms and
peppers,
sausages, yeah, that sounds good, chicken nuggets, veggie booty, no, you wouldn't put that stuff on here, but so you just roll, kind of scrape this around, you get a lot of different sounds. And then, what's this? Yeah, this is a bell. So I use that, I would kind of press against the drum. Check out the different sound it makes when I put the bell on the drum. This is called the drum head. So I'll put the bell on the drum head. Slide it way up here, and then I take it down. So those are some different things. And then sometimes I like to use two bells. This actually is part of a faucet. And once I had the privilege of Well, I was a construction worker, and I had a huge sledgehammer, and they told me to destroy a bathroom. So that's what I did. I destroyed this bathroom, and I saved some of the parts. And this was part of a faucet, right? It was for cold water and hot water. And I saved this thing because I knew it sounded like this. It sounded very nice, a nice bell. And the two bells together sound like. So that's cool. But then I use them in the way you just saw for this. Get a little sliver. Try making one of these sounds? One of you kids who's never been, I see a hand way in the back. Yeah, come on up.
Could you tell everybody your name?
Ian. Hello, Ian. So I'm going to get a good skewer for you. That looks like a good one. And then if you just hold it like that and you press into the drum, go ahead and... Yeah. Straight up and down. Really press in. Whoa! Cool. Then you want to try with this too. See what you can do. Yeah. Thank you very much. Give a hand to you. Awesome. Okay, there's a couple more sounds I like to make with these guys. You'll have to listen really carefully. Those are some other cool things. Okay, let's put these aside from there. Let's see what next. How about, I know. See it. So here we have a cymbal, And it's, this is really, I like the symbol because it's got this doorknob on it kind of thing. And these symbols, I have another one like this. I use them in parades sometimes. See these have these knobs and I can pull them really easily. You can go like. Question! What do I do with a violin stick? Well, since you asked. Okay, so I have this violin bow, and I use it on the cymbal, and it sounds, it makes a lot of different sounds. I'm making, the bow is making the cymbal vibrate. So the cymbal's moving very fast, back and forth. And when it bounces very fast, it makes the drum also bounce very fast. And these vibrations go through the drum and through the cymbal. And this sounds very different. If I just do the cymbal, it sounds like that. But if I put it on the drum, it adds a whole different kind of sound. I also do it this way. Sounds different when the cymbal gets close to the drum. Okay, so there's all kinds of cool stuff. Somebody like to, maybe a new person, come up and with a bow the cymbal and try this out. I'm gonna look for a new volunteer, maybe who isn't my son. That'd be nice. How about you, way back there? You wanna use a violin bow? Come on up. Hello. So here's my violin bow. And what you do is you hold, I'm going to say, don't hold the white strings, just try to hold the stick. And you're going to slide that up and down. Just so those white strings do it. Okay, now you do it all by yourself. Yeah. Now I'm going to turn it over. Try it like that, too. We'll see if that's all. Cool. Hey, what's your name? Tabitha? All right. Yay, Tabitha! Woo! Thank you. Awesome. Okay. All right. And, okay. Oh yeah, I've got this thing. Long time ago, I met an old man. He had a garage full of stuff. And this is something that I got from his garage. Actually, it sat on my parents' bookshelf for about 20 years. Finally, I took it from my mommy and my daddy. And it doesn't make much sound. It's pretty hard to hear all by itself. But what I like to do is I put it near this drum. And even more than that, I'll use this too. Let's see how this goes. So I don't actually touch the drum very much with this. It's just vibrations move through the air, right into the drum. And with this, the vibrations go into the cymbal, and they kind of go wow, 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 wow. Just a nice little sound. And of course, I go back to my violin bow. Whoops. That's another cool sound. And I think I'll keep going. So I like to make sounds out of all kinds of things. Like hors d'oeuvre trays. Oh, it's like but okay, cool. Awesome.
I want to try it.
All right, moving right along. Oh yeah, and of course I have a, you wondered what I was like as a kid. You're probably now finding out. You know what this is? Yeah, the top of a pot called a wok. Makes a nice sort of cymbal sound. Okay. And let's see, what else do we have? How about, oh, I think it's time for, time for the dustpan. This is a dustpan. A very high-tech piece of, I don't know, pressed steel. Anyway, I play it with a violin bow. And a drum. Oh, not enough rosin. It vibrates, and by itself it doesn't make all that much sound, but if I make the vibrations go into the drum, it really goes crazy in a way that I like. This is a hair of a horse's tail. And it sounds like this. So there's the dustpan. Yay, dustpan. I'm curious if somebody would like to take it. Anyone want to come up and bow the old dustpan? All right, Max, it's my son's turn. Hold his hand up. All right, and then how about if you come around a little bit? You can kind of face the audience. Let's see what you can do. Table now. I have a lot of. I brought some other things that make sounds that I like to use, like Tic Tacs. They make nice sounds. And keys. These are just keys. My grandmother had her whole high-rise apartment building. All the locks were changed. This was when I was in high school. And for Christmas that year, she knew I was nutty about making sounds with stuff, so she gave me all the keys. She had talked to the locksmith and gotten all the keys from the whole building. I love that sound. Reminds me of my grandma. Yay, grandma! Yay. And then these are just little bells I got at a hardware store. Little, what makes that sound? Anyone know? What makes that sound?
Tinkle bells!
Yeah. Anyway, so I brought those along. Now we get to the, oh, these cool things. I'm gonna get this out of the way. I guess I'll have to leave that there. This is one of my favorite instruments. So, what are these? What are these? Do you guys know? What is this?
Pot.
Yeah, a pot. And what usually goes in this kind of pot?
Dirt.
Dirt. Dirt. Exactly. It's a dirt pot. And why would you go putting dirt in a pot when you can make beautiful music with it instead? Why do people usually have these things?
To make fun of.
Because people don't have good creativity.
Yeah. Yeah, to make flowers, so these flower pots. I also like to play them, of course, with chopsticks.
Chopsticks?
Chopsticks? Why would you do that? Let's see.
Why?
Just a different sound. Thank you. math. Whoa, got some water in there. What happens if... Got some water in this bowl. Let's see, what if I turn this? Too much fun. Okay, this is great. Let's see. Would somebody like to come up and play the... How about if we have... Oh, awesome. Let's see. So how about... Let's see. Is it Ian?
Me.
And Tabitha?
And Tabor.
And Tabor. We're going to have a trio. And we need... How about Ian? Would you like to play the cymbal and the water? That would be awesome. So what did I do with my cymbal? Just put it down. This is one of the problems of being hazards of being a percussionist. Okay, you can hold that. I'll give you that. You can try the Tabitha. I'm going to give you the flower pots and the chopsticks. You can come try that.
I'm right here.
You want to tap on these? See what sounds you can make? Okay. All right. And let's see, Tabor. How about you can try these things like that, and you can try the keys too. Wow, this is truly experimental music. I hadn't anticipated this. Here's some other things that make sounds. Now, I'm not sure. I think those are waterproof, but I'm not sure if those mallets are waterproof. So they will keep the mallets out of the water. Yeah. Can you keep the mallet out of the water? That'd be awesome. Why'd you pass? Okay, so now I'll go back over here. Dry this off a little bit. This is usually called a thunder sheet, and people hear it like. That's usually the way it's played. Does it sound like thunder to you? Yeah, like a storm. Then I'm gonna try something a little different. If you like that other sound, you're gonna love this one. Now, believe it or not, I do this when I play in bands. And people pay me money to do it. This is music. many cool sounds. I think these sounds are beautiful. But I don't know about you, but I love like finding these weird sorts of things. And let's see, I'm gonna keep going along to a similar thing, which is this symbol. Let's see what this does. This thing's really good. It makes these low sounds. Remember that really low sound? Okay, and let's see. I feel like I'm not sure what time it is right now. Does anyone know what time it is?
10:03. You have a good, 10:20.
Okay. Try this. Now there's another thing I like to do. Drums have a little hole in them. You can blow in that hole. And it'll blow back at you too. Now, if you listen somewhere over here, the drum is leaking air. I'll fill it up like a balloon and it'll still go. You hear that? now those blowing things, I'm like spinning and all that, so I don't think I'll have you guys try out the blowing ones. But let's see, have I gone through pretty much everything?
No, you haven't.
Probably something I've missed, but that's pretty good. You know, I think what I'd like to do now, we have got a bunch of stuff. I think I'm gonna get rid of the water, set that aside, but we're gonna have a kids' jam session. I'm gonna get rid of most of the water. Set it over. I know, I'll set it on the stairs. Yeah, that'll be a good place for water. Anyway, we'll pretend that's not there. Oh, that's it. Thank you, though. Okay, so I think if, let's see, if we have some kids who would like to try these different things that I did, and maybe, Catherine, is there a towel maybe around, do you think? Or paper towels? Because it's kind of, it's a little wet up here. Yeah? Kids concert, yeah.
Mommy, we've got that.
So let's see. I guess raise your hand if you want to come up and play. And I see Ian had his hand right up, and Tabor. You guys can come up, and Max, come on up. Oh, and we got another hand back there. Come on up. And go ahead and let's try. Hello there. Would you like to maybe go with that? Hi, Rosa. Want to try this? And what we'll do is we'll hold the stick. Don't mess. Don't do that. And then you can go. You can do that, or you can hit it. Oh, we're down here. All right. And let's see. Any other kids left? Come up. Everyone can come up and explore these different things. Press into it. I'm going to return this. Thank you. them on the drum.
Careful, careful.
Well, we gotta vacate the space. Thank you for being so great.
Thank you. Bye, Ian.
You're awesome. So thank you.
Ciao.